this is a concept I've been working on for quite a long time, but what finally pushed me over the edge was when Kellyanne Conway said alternative fact. She's the communications person, Donald Trump's right hand. I'm not exactly sure what her job title is, but she's always on the news. So I could see that the new administration was going to be very aggressive at attacking serious media, very aggressive at putting out, I mean, frankly, blatant lies every single day. Obviously, all serious news outlets strive to get people quality information they can make decisions with. But we're in an environment where, particularly for the commercial media, we've had this really strong rise of programmatic advertising. If you're anything like me, everywhere you go on the web, you see the same ads. And the reason is advertisers are now able to target the specific person or demographic, and they don't really care which publication it's at. So what does that mean? It means that the funding model of advertising only has been brutal. It's been very, very hard for serious outlets to make it in that world, and getting harder. Not because there's not money in advertising, but because the money is just flowing to whoever can generate the most clicks. And that's typically not long-form serious journalism. It's silly articles about the 10 cutest cats you'll see today and that sort of thing.
If I log into Wiki Tribune, if I look at it, what will it look like?
Well, I mean, it's a news platform, news site, news stories. But the main difference from what you would normally see is that there's an opportunity for you to get involved in the community, to work side by side with the journalists, controlling the flow of the news, editing, submitting stories, all of those things.
So you're hiring professional journalists and they'll work alongside, well, ordinary members of the public, the kind of people that have formed the community that Wikipedia is?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that where we'll really see a lot of strength of that type of community is in various specialty subjects where the community has a great deal of knowledge. And oftentimes those communities can be a bit underserved by traditional journalists.
But of course, the site you originally founded, Wikipedia, has a long history, doesn't it, of mistakes and misinformation. How do you stop Wiki Tribune getting hijacked by people with an interest in putting out fake news?
For all the problems that we traditionally have had at Wikipedia, fake news is not one of them. Our community is very sophisticated at identifying misinformation, at recognizing that, for example, the Denver Guardian is one of the famous fake news sites. It's not a real newspaper. You couldn't get that into Wikipedia very easily, whereas you could share it on Facebook and maybe your gullible friend will share it on and share it on. So I do think that communities of thoughtful people.
So they will be your gatekeepers, as it were.
Will be gatekeepers, yeah.
And Wiki Tribune isn't a charity. It's there to make money. How will it make money?
Well, we're looking to say, look, we think we've seen the New York Times, for example, has had digital subscriptions have gone from something like a million to 1.8 million in the last 12 months or so. So they've had a huge upsurge recently in people willing to pay for quality news, and that's what I think people will be willing to do.
But it is technically free. You're going to ask people to volunteer a donation, yeah. Effectively.
Yes, exactly, which is pretty crazy, but I like it.
Although you mentioned the New York Times, plenty of purveyors of serious so-called quality news journalism have really struggled to make that pay online, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And I think the New York Times is a good example because they have a paywall, but it's very, very soft. And I actually think most of the people who've been signing up recently for the New York Times haven't been doing so to get access as much as they've been doing it out of a sense of patronage, to say like, wow, like I really love the New York Times. I love the world in which it exists. I should chip in. And I think a lot of people feel that is a valid way of thinking about what you should spend your money on.